everyone. I'm here with my uncle, Omar. The first question is, what was the most difficult moment in your life?
Probably the most challenging moment in my life that I could think of the top of my head is when I had my double lung transplant. Going through that whole ordeal was obviously a life-changing moment for me, but it also changed me spiritually. I could elaborate more on the challenges that I faced going through this ordeal.
So can you go a little bit more in depth on this?
Well, a double lung transplant is when somebody unfortunately has to die in a car accident or any kind of accident, and their organs have to be removed and they're transplanted to me. In my case, again, it was a set of lungs. So the lungs that I breathe with now are not mine per se. I wasn't born with them, but I was transplanted them. This happened on September 4th, 2014. And since then till now, I mean, I've been doing really well. But prior to going through all that, I had to be on oxygen 6 liters a day, and I only had a 10% lung capacity. Normal is 100%. So it was very challenging, from even brushing my teeth or combing my hair. It was crazy.
Can you explain how this changed you emotionally, or how you dealt with this emotionally?
Well, one of the biggest things when you are facing something as life-threatening as my experience is that you get a different perspective on life. I no longer dwell on the little things, and I take every day, every minute. I live in the moment. I don't take every day or every minute for granted. So I know that it reminds you that you're not immortal. So every day, everything I do, from what I eat, I try and keep very active with my family and family members, and just tell everybody how much I love them and just be happy with what I have. I don't dwell on trying to look a certain way or trying to, you know, want more than what I have. It's really life-changing, and it just gives you a different perspective on life, and you have a positive one, and just, it's awesome.
How long was your surgery?
The surgery lasted about 10 hours, and sometimes it's up to 14. And it's very interesting because what happens is they have to put one lung in as they take one out, and then in some instances they stop your heart, and then they put the other one in. I have a big scar, an incision that they did in the front of my chest. Now it's not, you could see it, but it's not as bad as you would think. And right now my lung capacity is 100%, which is great.
I would imagine that if you had the surgery, there was a 50% chance of dying. Like, how did you cope with that?
Yeah, with any kind of surgery procedure, especially a transplant, there is a high rate or percentage of, you know, the transplant not being successful, or even the surgery not being successful. So in this case, if I didn't have the transplant, then I would probably die regardless, because I was already at 10% lung capacity and they would have given me maybe like 3 months to live. So at this point, I thought this was a gift from God and an opportunity, and better to take that risk than not. So it was scary, but I was already at peace with myself in case I died. I just wanted what was best for me. So it, to me, it was a given and a wonderful opportunity to go through this.
Wow, what a great story. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Becky.